Good afternoon.
Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jim Bachman joining you for another discussion on how to prevent the flu. But before we start, I want to introduce a couple concepts. Simply from the standpoint that you can do more in my experience in preventing the flu than you can with shots and things of that nature, because it's always been my contention, if you want the flu, get the shot. Now, let me do a little disclaimer here from the standpoint that folks have to understand that we're not referring to people who are on chemotherapy, people who are taking biological medications, people who have impaired immune systems. We're talking about the person who is considered to be healthy. So with that out of the way, those folks can also help themselves by doing everything possible to reinforce a healthy immune system. This is Dr. Jim Bachman with 38 years of experience, by the way, in natural health care. And my goal in life, my passion in life, is to be able to help people have freedom, freedom of health, freedom of time. And when you have health freedom and you have time freedom, you have wealth freedom too. So you can contact me. I live in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. My webmail is askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com. You can go to my website. I'm going to talk a little bit today about the vitamin lie detector, because if you take supplements, you take vitamins, you take nutrients, you need to know if they're working for you, because that is so important in keeping a healthy immune system. And as we go along, I will help you to understand that link. Very, very, very important. And if you would like to have a scan to find out if your immune system is as healthy as it can possibly be, you can call me directly, area code 274-836-5408, or you can communicate with me through my website, www.askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com. Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Whether you're in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, or whether you're in California, or whether you're in Florida, or whether you're in North Carolina, you're still north of the equator. So when you look at what changes in the summertime as compared to the wintertime, particularly in northeast United States, what occurs? Well, number one, we don't have as much sunshine. So that means then our exposure to the sunshine decreases because we wear more clothing because the weather changes. So therefore, our vitamin D level changes. So that's an important factor to look at. Another important factor to look at is our amount of fresh vegetables and fruits decrease, because after summer in most of the United States, we start getting what are called hothouse vegetables and fruits. And so we're going to discuss that this next 25 or 30 minutes and give you some information that you can help protect yourself and you can help protect your family. First of all, let's review what you should be very aware of, some of the major components you already have in your house right now that can be the culprit for you, your children, getting the flu. But first, before that, let me explain what the flu does. Flu is a virus, and there are many, many different strands of virus. We're not getting new ones dropping out of the sky. We have viruses that have always been with us, and it's only whenever your immune system takes a vacation do you get the flu. So here are some of the dietary areas that you need to be aware of. If you're consuming more sugar, refined sugar, we're talking about white sugar. Yes, here it goes again. White sugar has been linked to a lot of negative things in our health. It's been linked to diabetes. It's been linked to certain types of cancer. And it's definitely been linked to a immune system that becomes weakened. So what happens between November and January? Holiday, holiday, holiday. Party, party, party. Consumption of sugar, saturated fats, artificial dyes, overeating, overstressed, undersleeping. So that's the first place you want to look. Am I consuming white sugar? And if you are, get it out of your diet as much as absolutely possible. Number two, are the stimulants in my diet very numerous? For example, am I drinking more coffee because my stress level, I can't sleep at night? That's something that you have to be very, very aware of. Number three, dairy products. Remember, you probably heard this from your grandmother or perhaps your mom, that dairy produces mucus, and indeed it does. So cut down on your dairy products and your red meat. Why? Because red meat contains saturated fats. Saturated fats interfere with a healthy immune system function. So far, we're cutting down on the white sugar. We're cutting down on the stimulants, the caffeines, those kinds of things. We're cutting down on the dairy products. And let me give you a little caveat here. If we're talking about unsweetened yogurt, that would be an area that you can continue to consume throughout the week. And the last area is, are you consuming extra large amounts of gluten? What is gluten? And gliadin? These are two components of grains. So if you're eating foods, cookies, candies, things of that nature that contain a lot of sugar, contain a lot of salt, contain a lot of glutens, then you want to be aware of it and start cutting down on the glutens, because there's a tremendous amount of science out there that glutens triggers immune system to react in unusual ways, which causes the NF-kappa B genes to be turned on, which creates problems with your immune system. So cut down on the sugar, cut down on the caffeine, cut down on the dairy products, cut down on gluten. And you may say to yourself, well, what's left? Well, there are a lot of things left that you probably are not familiar with. Otherwise, you would already be eating them. So if you want to protect yourself against the flu, you want to protect yourself against certain types of cancer and heart disease, and the number one killers of Americans today, educate yourself. Have a scan done. We now have the science to evaluate your immune system health with nutrients, and we call it the biophotonic scanner, and its nickname is the vitamin lie detector. So go to vitaminliedetector.com. That'll take you to my website, www.askingdrjim.com. Go to the link. It says, are your vitamins working for you? Read the information there. Then give me a call, and if you're too far away, we can find a scanner in your area. 724-836-5408 is my contact information, or www.askingdrjim.com. So far we have discussed, well, what I need to cut down on in order to improve my health, in order to improve my immune system function, or I feel wonderful and I don't think I'm subject to having the flu. Well, science probably will prove you wrong. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, taking a lot of stimulants, not sleeping very much, consuming a lot of dairy products and a lot of gluten, your odds for developing the flu and some devastating health challenge is pretty high. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I want to tell you, it is possible to keep your immune system healthy. Remember, a virus gets into your body, and what it does is it changes what the function of your cell does. It changes your DNA. So we'll use the example of a stomach cell. So when you eat food, your stomach starts to produce hydrochloric acid. And by the way, if you are taking those H2 acid blockers, and constantly taking acid neutralizers in your stomach, you are more prone and prevalent to having the flu too. That's something you also need to be aware of. So, when a virus gets into your stomach, it gets into a cell, and what it does is it interjects its DNA into that cell, into that cell's nucleus. Remember, every cell has a nucleus. It has the command center. The command center then, instead of making whatever the cell made before, will say hydrochloric acid so you could digest that chicken that you just ate, it starts to make whatever the virus tells it to make. That's why whenever you're sick or you have the flu, you have such a horrible problem with digestion. So the body detects, well, we have now raw food coming in here into the stomach. We can't digest it. So what does it do? Notifies the nervous system we have an emergency in the stomach, so either goes out through the stomach or out the other direction. And neither one of those are very, very pleasant. Then the immune system is identifying a particular virus. So what does it do? It starts to raise your temperature to make the environment uncomfortable so we can send out the killer cells that kill the virus, and then you start to get better. So why not start in the very, very beginning of this and make your immune system as healthy as you possibly can? Science after science after science is now proving to us that people get sick not because they have not enough medication. People get sick because they don't have enough for their body to work with to keep itself healthy. And you can't tell just by looking at a person how healthy they are. I've been in natural health care now for 38, going on almost 39 years, and people will say to me, I am only taking 3 medications, so I'm healthy. Well, if you're taking medication, you're not healthy. That's the definition of health. Homeostasis is health without the aid of medication. Your body is made out of what you eat. Your body defends itself out of what you eat. Your body repairs itself out of what you eat. So why not cover all of those bases first? I know it's easy to take a pill, a whole lot easier than eating what you should eat, or exercising like you should exercise, or sleeping like you should, or getting rid of the bad habits you don't like. But in the long run, what is the healthiest decision you can make? The decision to keep your body healthy by reducing the sugar in your diet, by reducing the stimulants in your diet, by reducing the dairy products in your diet, by reducing the gluten in your diet. Very, very important. So this is another conversation from Dr. Jim Bachman in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Been in natural health care for almost 39 years now. You can contact me if you would like to find out more about the vitamin lie detector. You can go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com, or you can call me directly, 724-836-5408. We have these technologies throughout the entire globe. Yes. Called a biophotonic scanner throughout the entire globe. Go get scanned. It is more important than your cholesterol number. Know what your antioxidant score is. There are more scientific papers that are telling us this. I have almost 40 years of experience that tell me that. People that eat healthy stay healthy. People that don't eat healthy have health challenges. So, what do I do then? Well, I like sweet things. Well, we all like sweet things. We are programmed to like sweet things. But sweet things in our natural programming were not designed to be sugar. Not the sugar that you and I are familiar with, that is extracted from sugar cane and then refined. what we are programmed to eat, what your baby is programmed to eat when it is very, very beginning is something sweet, which is a complex carbohydrate, such as fruit juice, such as fruits and vegetables. So if you want to add another layer of protection to your health, use honey as a sweetener rather than white sugar. Use fruit juice and fruit extracts as a natural sweetener instead of white sugar. Use different types of healthy sugar. Stevia, for example, comes from a plant. Very, very sweet and very, very healthy. So how many fruits and vegetables should I eat in a day? Well, natural science now, from the science that we're seeing develop day by day, minute by minute, it is telling us that 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, even from the CDC, 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. I will bet that the majority of people that are listening to this broadcast don't eat more than 3 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And then you say, well, I don't feel well. Well, I have high blood pressure. Well, I'm always catching a cold. Well, I always have the flu. Increase that to 8 to 10 servings. Now, a serving of fruits and vegetables is a half a cup of most. If it's something like broccoli, which is rather large, it's a cup. So as you can see then, there's a lot of ways to improve your diet. Cut down on the sugar, cut down on stimulants, cut down on the dairy, cut down on the white flour, and increase the amount of fruits and vegetables in your diet. Make sure that you have onions and garlic in your diet. They contain a natural sulfur, which helps to protect you against bacterial invasion and viral invasion and the flu. And make sure that you're taking a good quality multiple vitamin mineral, backing it up with healthy fish oil. Krill oil, in my opinion, is one of the better sources. If you like seeds and nuts, rather than eating chocolate nuts and things of that nature, have pumpkin seeds. Your children will like pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds, those kinds of things. And your children can have this done too. Give me a call. Go to my website, askingdrjim.com. Type in vitaminlidetector.com. Then go to the link that says, are your vitamins, supplements working for you? And get yourself some information to be able to make that determination. We have biophotonic scanners. It's technology that was based upon Raman spectroscopy. And it sends a laser light into your skin. That laser light then is bounced back. The computer computes it. Goes in as a green light, comes back as a blue light, which measures different wavelengths of carotenoids. Carotenoids are what your immune system gets from your diet to protect you and keep you healthy. If you don't have enough, you need to increase them in your diet, or you need to increase them with a supplement, or the ideal scenario is both. Wouldn't you like to be able to take a supplement that's doing maximum protection for you in your body? And it comes with a guarantee. Well, that's what I take. And you can too. So give me a call, 724-836-5408, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com. And we can help you find some place in your community where these scans are being done. So far, we've discussed what a virus does to your body. You probably lived through the Ebola virus, and you heard the news about that, about how folks that were dying from kidney failure and things of that nature. That's what a virus does. If it gets into a kidney, the kidney can no longer function, so the toxins start to build up in the body. And without modern technology, then it becomes a real challenge to life. So do everything you can to protect yourself. Cut down on the sugar to protect yourself against the flu. Your children, too. Cut down on sugar consumption. Cut down on stimulants. Cut down on dairy products. Cut down on gluten and white flours and things of that nature. Add to your diet sweeteners like honey and fruit juices and things of that nature. Add more servings of healthy fruits and vegetables. 8 to 10 servings, the CDC is telling us, on a daily basis. Yes, ma'am. And yes, sir, on a daily basis. We added 8 to 10 servings to the average American diet. We could improve the health quotient of Americans by 90%. I think constipation would go away. I think cholesterol levels would drop dramatically. HDL, healthy cholesterols, would increase. The flu, quote-unquote, epidemic. Isn't it amazing it only happens in certain time periods? I find that's just absolutely enchanting to me. So, cut down on the processed foods. Add things to your diet, such as healthy foods, whole foods. Cut down on the sugar, as we talked about. Add to your diet healthy fruits and vegetables. Cut down on processed foods. And one area that most of you out there listening probably are guilty of is not consuming enough water. Healthy, pure water. Remember, we are made out of mostly water with some vitamins, minerals, and proteins and amino acids added to it. Your body needs water to be able to cleanse itself, to be able to protect itself, to be able to carry the toxins, the bad things out of your body that the immune system has already dealt with. So another thing you can do for yourself is make sure you consume enough healthy water. Juice is not water. Coffee is not water. Soda is not water. Water is water. You have to stop and think again. Let me review a little bit. What happens when the flu season starts, which is November through February, March? What's different in the Northern Hemisphere? Well, we have more clothes on because of the cold weather, so we don't get as much vitamin D manufactured in our body. We're usually not as active. We consume more comfort foods because it's cold, and boy, to sit down with a hot chocolate, oh, it's just, you know, it's the wrong thing to do. Sit down with a healthy herbal tea rather than a hot chocolate. So cut down on those kind of foods, and in place of them, replace them with natural sweeteners such as honey and fruit juices, and add extra servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. Call my office to find out where your location. You can have a biophotonic scan to find out whether your vitamins are working for you, and or indeed if you need to take vitamins. And according to the AMA, you need to take a good multiple. So find that information out. You can go to vitaminlightdetector.com, and when you arrive there, that'll take you to my website. Go to the link, Are Your Vitamins Working?, and get your information. If you would like to contact me directly, you can call me at 724-836-5408, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com. That's askingdrjim.com. Some of the things you want to make sure that you do is add fruits and vegetables to your diet. Well, I don't like fruits and vegetables. I hear that on a regular basis. Well, one or two things can happen. You get over it and start exploring new sources of new fruits and vegetables. That's the best thing to do, and fresh fruits and vegetables are the healthiest source. The next healthiest thing is to take it in a supplement form. Although I don't like to do that or like to recommend that, on the hundreds of thousands of folks that I've worked with throughout the years, the best source is healthy fruits and vegetables. But I will have to admit, I've recommended on that people that just refuse to budge. Some's better none. Make sure that you have onions and garlic in your diet, broccoli in your diet. Onions and garlic and broccoli, you all know what they do to you. They produce gas. That gas is not very pleasant because it's a sulfur base, but sulfur is what your immune system uses to defend you. So add more onions, garlic, broccoli, pumpkin seeds, pumpkin butters, those kinds of things. Add at least 4 to 6 servings of oily fish per week. Oh, I hate fish. I can't tell you how many times I hear that. Well, do you like fish better than the problem that you're having with your health? Well, some people would say no. So add 4 to 6 servings. Because if you don't change what's getting you into your dilemma, then I can't help you, or you can't help yourself. So add 4 servings of fish a week. A week, folks. Not a day. A week. That would be cod, halibut, salmon, trout, sardines, tuna. And add fish oil to your vitamin regime. Make sure you're getting D3, particularly in the winter. Make sure you're adding zinc or zinc foods. I already mentioned those. The garlic, the pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, fish oils, those kinds of things. So you have to look at what's occurring between winter and summer in the Northern Hemisphere. And what is that? Well, it's exposure to sun. It's exposure to healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, if you ever doubt that, get a tomato on the shelf right now, taste it, and then remember what it tastes like. And then when the summer, whenever you pick your ripe, delicious, red, robust tomato, taste it then and compare. And the nutrient value is also much, much greater in a naturally ripened tomato or any other fruit and vegetable. So cut down on the things that harm you. Increase the things that help you. Find out where you stand, because we could never evaluate before what our health quotient was. In my opinion, your carotenoid score that you get with the biophotonic scanner or the vitamin lie detector is more important than your cholesterol number, because the scanner, the computer, will give you a number. And this scanner is throughout the entire globe. It's everywhere. So give my office a call, 724-836-5408. We can find a scanner location for you, or you can come to my office and have a scan. You can go to my website and actually see how it works and look at the videos, www.askingdrjim.com, and go to the link, Are Your Vitamins Working For You? And you can look at all the science. There's white papers. There's everything there. White papers are for those folks who don't quite believe what I'm saying. All the science is there. Now, that's very, very important for you to realize. This is not just Dr. Jim Bachman's opinion. This is a scientific journey, years and years of years. So I'm assuming now that the reason you're listening to this program, this broadcast, is you would like to prevent the flu in yourself as well as in your family and your neighbors. So just to recap, decrease the amount of bad things in your diet, the sugar, the caffeines, the stimulants, the white flours, the glutens. Increase the amount of healthy foods in your diet that contain the vitamins and the minerals and the vitamin C and the vitamin D3 and the zinc and all those kind of things. Folks have done that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years without the shots and remained healthy. So take charge of yourself. Take charge of your health. add more fruits and vegetables to your diet, 8 to 10 servings or more a day. Cut down on the red meat. Cut down on the dairy. Reinforce your health. Find out where you stand. Go to AskingDrJim.com, and we can help you. Have a great day.